Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's podcast. This week's topic is ask and receive. So when you're having a hard time with things or you're wanting some answers, it's important to ask. Now, if you believe in God, ask God, or if you believe whatever you believe in, ask them, and then look for the answer. So what happened to me the other day is I was feeling a little bit down, a little bit like off, and like, what am I really doing with myself? Am I doing the right things? And is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Working, like doing these podcasts or videos. And so I just put it out there. I asked God, please just let me know, what am I supposed to be doing, right? And so then I went about my day. I asked and then I went about my day. The point is, when you ask, and you need to pay attention to what's going on that day for you, right? So I put it out there and I went about my day. I went out and did some things, and it was interesting. I had needed an iTunes card for a long time. And because I use iTunes for my healing sessions, because that's the music I use. And I put it out there, and all of a sudden I remember, I'm like, oh, I need to go get an iTunes card at Walgreens. So I go to Walgreens and I'm standing in line, and there's this little old guy standing there, and he's really friendly. He was a little disheveled, you know, but he was the friendliest person ever. And he was talking to the people in front of him, and he was talking to the person behind him. And then I was behind that. So I was like two people behind him. And all of a sudden he looks at me and he comes over to me. Like, mind you, he's making everybody happy and smile. It was just the most enjoyable time I've had being out. Cause a lot of times I'm really dragged down, you know, when I go out into the energy, I just usually don't go to stores that much unless I have to. And he was such a joyful person. He was lifting everybody's spirits. He was really raising the vibration of everybody in line. And everybody was smiling. Everybody was joking. And it was these two kind of tough guys who was in front of him and behind him. And they were totally enjoying his conversation. So then he turns to me, right? And he goes, he's like, well, so what do you do for a living? I said, well, I'm a healing coach. And he's like, oh, well, are you a teacher? Or is anybody in your family a teacher? And I said, no. And he's like, well, I feel like you had to overcome a lot. You were really shy and you had to overcome a lot to do what you're doing. And like being a teacher, and I had to think about it. I didn't even get it till later, but I was like, well, what I am doing is kind of being a teacher, right? I'm teaching about spirituality. I'm teaching about healing. I'm teaching about traumas and how they're affecting you. And I didn't think about it at the time. I was like, well, he just, you know, thinks I'm a teacher. I was like, well, okay. But everything he said was correct. I was really shy growing up. I had to overcome a lot to be able to do this. And over my lifetime, I've done several things that have gotten me to this point. Like, for one, I remember I was going to school, to college. I was going to be going to sociology. And so I had to get up and give speeches and that. And I remember that was terrifying, but I had to do it and I did it. And I even did one with a meditation. So that goes way back to even when I was in college, you know, those kind of things. And then a little bit older, I became aerobics instructor, which that's being in front of people, you know, teaching people aerobics, right? And then a little bit farther down the line, I became a La Leche League and La Leche League leader, and then attachment parenting leader. So when I look back, over my whole life, I was being a teacher and coming into this. So it was amazing to see or hear from him what I was doing and what I was maybe meant to do. And so there was my answer. This little angel was there. That was my answer that I had asked for that morning. So if you have a question, if you're feeling low, ask God, ask whatever your belief system is for the answer, but then pay attention to it because I almost missed it. I almost missed this little guy because he was being so joyful and just helping lift everybody up. But then he pulled me aside and brought that to my attention and reminded me that I am a teacher, right? And that's what I'm here to do is be a teacher. So I just had that thought today. I was working on a client and I wanted to share that with you. So I wanted to do a quick video to share this experience and to remind you that you can get the answers also. And they're going to be in the craziest ways, maybe sometime, like the little guy in line at the store. Just look for them because you ask, you're going to get the answer, but you have to pay close attention to what you're getting or you might miss it. All right, so that's what I've got for today. Go do something you love every day. Do something you love every day. Do a little thing of self-care. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pay, meditate. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything and everyone. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to see a difference in your life. Also, all the links are in the description below. If you want a free healing meditation, that is in the description below. You just sign up and you'll receive it in your email. Any questions, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. So that's what I've got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.